Zogt die Gemara Pei Gimel Amud Beis, the top line. Kaman oz lahor etanya. Like whom is the following braisa? Kol atmeyois hamesitois tohoigois chutz mesetres lozov. Here it says in the braisa, all tmeyos, anyone that is tome, meaning anything that's metame is something else, even Odom that's tome meis, that is meisit someone else. We said tumas hesit is if the tome moves and lifts someone else. So if you have a tumas meis sitting on a scale and something else on the other side, is not going to be metamit. There's no such thing as tumas hesit, only by zov. Zov is the only thing that's tumas hesit. You can have a tome meis sitting on a scale or being moving something indirectly, it's not going to be metamit a thing. Only zov has a tumas hesit. Tumas master is something else. Tumas master means that someone's lifting the tome. But here we're talking about tumas hesit. Tumas hesit means the tome is on the bottom and it's moving or lifting something else. There's one exception, the hesed of a zov. A zov moving someone else will make that thing tome. Where do we find that it's only zov? Zov is the only exception that has a tumas hesed. This is not like Rabbi Kiva. We just said Rabbi Kiva says that it's not just Zov, it's Avodah Zarah is like a Zov. And Avodah Zarah also has a din of Tumas Hesed. Avodah Zarah is a din of Tumas Hesed. So what are you saying? It's only Zov? Zov di Iki Rabbi Kiva, Ikinami Avodah Zarah. And to the Gemara name, Afilu Tem Rabbi Kiva. It can work with Rabbi Kiva too, can coincide with Rabbi Kiva. Tana Zov v'chol de domile. Zov doesn't mean Zov. Zov means Nida. Zov means anyone that has a tumor yaitz migufoy. Zov also means Avodah Zarah because Avodah Zarah is compared to Nida. Avodah Zarah is Nida. Avodah Zarah is Nida. So Mamela, when it says Zov is the only thing that has tumas hesed, it's also according to Rabbi Kiva that means Avodah Zarah. The Goyin says a beautiful pshat by Rochel with the trophim. So she said, Kiderech Noshimli, that she can't get up for Lavan. So what's Zok the Goyin? She didn't lie, even though you're allowed to lie, because you didn't want Lavan to take the Avodah Zarah. She said, Kiderech Noshimli, because she's sitting on Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is a din Nida. The Gemara learns Avodah Zarah from Nida. So she said, Kiderech Noshimli. It wasn't even a Shinui. It was Nida, because Avodah Zarah is a Shtik Nida. From this Pasuk, Zok the Gemara, Boi Rav Chome Baguya. Avodah Zarah yeshna levorim or ena levorim. Does Avodah Zarah have a din of evorim or not? That means, if you have Avodah Zarah made out of chulius, out of pieces, Lego Avodah Zarah, Lego, comes apart. And now you have a piece of the Avodah Zarah, does it have a din of evorim or not? Is it tomei, even though it is a piece, not a shard, not a broken kli, it's a chulia that comes apart. That's a teisul and a sugya. It's a chulia. Avadat said Avodah Zarah, that was nishtabro. Of course it's not metama. Shvisosan mitaroson. Shvirosan mitaroson. That's what he says. But we're asking Avodah Zarah of chulias, that's not a shvira, it's just a part that came apart. Does it have a din of Avodah Zarah or not? Meaning the rabbit didn't tumor. Zog the Gemara, this is the famous Chomei Baguya's question. Before we said that's only a kong to Rabbi Kiva in one teretz, that's how we learned before the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, heich the hedyet, because before we said Nida, according to one teretz, has come to tell me that Avodah Zarah doesn't have a din of Avarin, like Nida. Doesn't have a tumas toich, the Rambam, doesn't have a etzim din Avarin if it's chopped off. But the question is, does Avodah Zarah have a din of Avarin or not by Chulius? Zog the Gemara as follows. Heich the hedyet yochel achzira, if a regular hedyet, you don't need a professional uman to put it back together. So then, loyti bayaloch. Then there's no question. The command of mechaberes domi. It's considered like it's mechuba today, and the tumah did not leave it. It still remains domi. We're not asking the gabi being oivet avodah zarah. We're asking the gabi in tumah. Taisa says linyan tumah mi bayalei. Linyan issa deraisa is that's not the question. The gabi the issa of hano. Zog the gemara kiti bayaloch hecha. Then hedyet yochel achzira. If a hedyet, a regular simpleton, cannot put it back together. My, what's the question? Came then hedyet yochel achzira. Since you can't put it together, command mesabra domi. It's like it's broken. Since you can't put it together, a regular hedyet, so it's considered like it's broken. And if it's broken, it loses the same tumah. Oidilma holoy mechzira. At the end of the day, since an uman can be put it back together, and it's not broken, it's just a part that comes apart. And the Uman can put it back together, so Mela, it's not considered a mechasra, and it will still retain its tumor. Some others ask us as a question as follows. When a head you cannot put it back together, there's no question. Why? The commandment is sabra domi. If a head you can't put it back together, it's broken. It loses its tumor. The question is, a head you could put it back together. My, what's the question? Since you can put it back together, it's considered mechuba today. Today it's separated, so umela it lemaisa loses tumah teku, and we remain with the question. And the Rambam paskins that even by hedyet yochel achzira, it's not metama. Why is it not metama? Because since the Gemara comes out that it's a bailo yivshuto, so the Rambam goes the kula and it's not metama. That's how the Kesef Mishnah learns the Rambam in Perek Vov over satuma aloch dalit. So the Gemara comes out of Chomi Bar Guria's question, if Avodah Zarah yesh le'evorim or ain le'evorim, the Gemara says that there's no question in the first tzad by hedyet yochel achzira. The question is only by ain hedyet yochel achzira. So frekta yisakashi in the Dibamaskar kiti bailoch hecheden hedyet yochel achzira, the kosher l'ri in the middle of the Toysis, the Perek Gimel Avodah Zarah, there's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel by Avodah Zarah sh'nishtabra me'elel. If it still has a din of Avodah Zarah, Rav says you have to be mevatel every individual piece. Shmuel says no, it doesn't need a bittel. Derech di losa. And the Gemara there says the machlekes is by shivei shvarim, and the Gemara comes out b'shal chulyas, like our sugya chulyas, pieces of Avodah Zarah that come apart. Behedid yochel azira kach mifkid. The machlekes is behedid yochel azira. The Rav holds since you can be machzir, it's still gonna be a din of Avodah Zarah. Zok Tosis mashma. The be'ein hedyet yochel achzira. If it's not yochel achzira, even Rav Moided's mutter and his Avodah Zarah is bottle. So how could you say over here that Gbaya is, according to the first Lishna, we're saying that hecha de'ein hedyet yochel achzira, that's the Gbaya. The Gemara over there says that b'shalchulyas, if it's shavur, be'ein hedyet yochel achzira, everyone agrees that it's mutter, that it's bottle. I say zok teis fek teis akasha. Teis gives an answer that over there we're talking about with Shivrei Shvarim. Over here we're talking about Bechulyas Gdoilis, that it still remains Asa Bahano, even Ein Yochel Achzira. He's differentiating between the size of the Chulyas. That's Tosis Teretz. Frekta B'Kaveig over here, Negli Nashas Abam Kasha. The Sugi over there is Mavur that we're talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Akum. By Avodah Zarah Shel Akum, so over there everyone agrees by Ein Hedyet Yochel Achzira that it's bottle and it's mutter when it's broken. Masha'enkin over here, we're talking about Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. We're talking about Shel Yisrael. By Yisrael, it's not bottled by Shvira Ba'alma. Shvira is not going to do the job. You have to mevatel it, be'etzem. Shvira is not going to do it. So, Ebezoi, that's the bayah of Chama Baguya. Avodah Zarah yesh le'evorim or not. Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, is there a din evorim, even shachulyas, even broken, even any yochel achzira? It remains with the issa of Avodah Zarah. So, what's the bayah? What's Tesis Kasha? Tesis says, we find the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, be'en ed yochel achzira. Lekuliyam it's bottle when it's shvarim. That's talking about shalakum. Sheisol, it's a different din. Bei sheisol, it remains osir, even if it's shavur. Zokta Ar Samech, Zokta Meir Simcha in Ar Samech, he says that ein chenami, Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael is not going to be bottle even b'shvira. That's the gabi de issa hano. That's the gabi de issa Avodah Zarah Shaboy. The shame Avodah Zarah, the issa hano remains on it. It's a shame Avodah Zarah, even though it's broken. Shel Yisrael, Shvira is not going to help. Our sugi is talking about the din tumah sheb Avodah Zarah. The mechudish the din of tumah that we're saying in our whole sugya, the tumah of Avodah Zarah. The hekesh that we learn out, the rabbanon the din of tumah. This tumah of Avodah Zarah that it has like nida. This din tumah is of Chomer Bar Guria's question. Yesh le'evorim, ein le'evorim, legabe the din tumah. Does it have a din tumah? And that's of Chomer Bar Guria's question. Meaning legabe the din tumah, It would maybe be nisbatel the din tuma of Avorin, even Shel Yisrael. Ein chenami the din Avodah Zarah the is hano Shel Yisrael remains even when it's a shever. Mashenke the din tuma, this din tuma, maybe that's the bayah gufa. Maybe it's nisbatel. Maybe Avodah Zarah yesh levorim ein levorim legabed the din tuma when it's broken, even Shel Yisrael. Legabed the din tuma, even Shel Yisrael with takimin nisbatel. The din is hano Avodah Zarah shabai remains Shel Yisrael. But the din tuma, this gzeres hakosev, this hekesh that we're learning, this hekesh that we're learning from Nida, there's a din tuma shabav Avodah Zarah, that maybe wouldn't be in this battle, even Shel Yisrael. And that's the question of Rav Chaim Bar Guria Gufa. Yesh levorim, ein levorim, lekabed din tuma, even Shel Yisrael, it will be in this battle, unlike the din shema Avodah Zarah, which taka remains even b'shvilosom.
Zog the Gemara weiter, boi rav achat voi ba ami. Avoid the Zorah prusim kezayis mahu. What's the din when a Zorah is smaller than the size of a kezayis? Legabe din in tumah. Mask rav Yosef. The Gemara is having now is the Gabi, the etzim din avoid the Zorah. Mask rav Yosef lamai. What are we talking about? Elev in yin isura. If we're talking about the issa of avoid the Zorah, the issa of to be oivided, to be mishtachavid, even less than the kezayis. Loyela zvubali ekoin. A zvubali ekoin, a fly, this. That that small little size, smaller than a kezayis, is a behedid de kavod zorah. The Tanya, vayosimu lohem bal bris lelohim. They made themselves an avod zorah, a bris with the Elohim, with an avod zorah. Zezvu bal ekoin. This fly that they had, melamich kol echad ve'echad osat musir osoy. They took this mus of the fly, umenicha b'tachkis, and they kept it in their pocket. Kemish zoicha, when they remembered in the time of need, this terrible avod zorah, moitziyoy mitachkis, and they took it out of their pocket, umechapko umenashko, and they hugged it and they kissed the fly, and that was the avod zorah. Zok the Ramban, it wasn't stam a zeicha ba'almo that they kept in the pocket. This was the cheftz of avod zorah. The avod zorah wasn't stam a dmus that they kept, but this is the avod zorah itself. This was the baal bris. The baal bris alehim was, they were mechapko menashko. So we see clearly that avod zorah itself, pochas mikazayis, of course it's a din avod zorah. So what's the question? If pochas mikazayis, it means legabe in tuma. Elal in yin tuma, legabe din in tuma var sugya. Does it have a din tuma, pochas mikazayis or not? What's the question? My cave and the iskis of sheretz, ma sheretz bekadosha, af avodah zorah nami bekadosha. Since it's compared to a sheretz, since we know the pasuk says shaketz de shakzeno, just like a sheretz, the din is that a sheretz is even the size of a adosha lentil, which is smaller than a zayas, af avodah zorah nami bekadosha. So the tumah of avodah zorah is also the size of a lentil of a adosha. I don't know. Ho iskis lemeish. There's another pasuk we'll see that we compare avodah zorah. Compared to avodah zorah that's thrown over the cemetery, it's compared to a mace. It's iskus a mace. Ma mace because I is just like tumas mace is because I is af avodah zorah because I is. So the tumas avodah zorah is only because I is and not because kadosha, not like a sheretz which is smaller than a zayis, which is the size of a hadosha, the size of a lentil. That's the bayit of Gemara. Does avodah zorah have a din of tuma pochas mikazayis? Do we compare it to sheretz and a wood, or do we compare it to mace, and a dafka has to be a kezayis?
And for the Gemara, Omar Rav Avya, Ovitema Rav Rav Ula, Toshma, the Tanya, Avodah Zorah prus mi kezayis, Avodah Zorah is smaller than the size of a kezayis, ain bo tuma kol ikar. Black and white, it says clearly that less than a kezayis, there is no tuma in Avodah Zorah. Shenemar, we compare it to mace. Vayash leches aforo el kevel b'nei ha'am.
Just like you threw the avodah zorah on the kevah bnei ha'am, you strew it all over the cemetery. Ma meis, just like a meis is b'kezayis, af avodah zorah is b'kezayis.
So it comes out, einu chanami, zvuv bal ekoin, which was an issa hanov avodah zorah less than the kezayis, that's dafka the issa hanov sheboy. But the issa tuma, you would not have on the zvuv bal ekoin, because less than the kezayis. Azor zok tobein chanala be'edyo, that's what he learns up.
Zok the Gemara v'Rabbonon. Now the Gemara is going back to the original Machloikas. We had a Machloikas, Rebbe Loza and Rabbe, in the Machloikas, Rebbe Kiva and Chachomim. To what extent the Rebbe Kiva holds that it's Metama, according to Rabbe, even be'evim Mesama, and according to Rabbonon, only be'masa. And according to Rebbe Loza, Rebbe Kiva says it's Metama be'masa, and Rebbe Loza and Chachomim say, it's not metame b'masa. Machlokes in the masa alein. So the Gemara is now asking, according to Rabbonim, that we just said, according to Rabbi Lozer, Rabbonim hold that it's not even metame b'masa. It's only metame b'maga. The reason why Avodah Zorah is only metame b'maga is because we compare it to sheretz. So zok the Gemara of Rabbonim, lemay hirse iskus to sheretz. The reason why it's compared to sheretz is to tell me what? The lo metame b'masa. That it's not even metame b'masa. We go very kuladik in Avodah Zorah. That it's not even metame b'masa, only b'maga, like a sheretz. And the hekesh that we use for Nida, after all, the Pasuk says Nida too. What are you going to do with Nida? Avada, it's not just only Mitam B'maga. What is Nida telling me? The Eina Levorim. It's coming to tell me a Kula that it's Eina Levorim. Meaning that if, let's say, the Avodah Zorah was made out of pieces and one of the pieces of the Chulias was broken off, so then it's not Mitam anymore, Midin Avodah Zorah. That's what we said before. It's to tell me that Nida Eina Levorim. Now, what are we comparing it to mace for? The hekesh of mace, this Gemara right now, is we're saying al kevah pnei am dele mitame bekadosha. That is not mitame if it's the size of a lentil. It has to be a shir zayis. So all these hekeshim, sai legabe sheretz,
then it's not metam b'masa. Sayla gabe nida, that ain't a levorim. Sayla gabe meis, that it's not metama if it's a less than a kazayis. If it's a kadosh, it's not metama. So all these are kulas, frag the Gemara, eima l'chumra, why are you making all these three akashim l'chula? L'chay, you can make the same akashim l'chumra as follows. Zog demora, l'mayich z'ak sh'rachmona l'sheretz. I'll tell you, you know why you're makash avar izor to sheretz? I'll find you a chumra. You know what it is? L'tmui b'kadosha. To gufa say that it's metame b'kadosha. And not that you have to have a kazayis. And likewise, nida. Why are you makash at l'nida? Not to tell me a kula that ain't a levarim. But fakir, that it doesn't have the din of Tumas Evorin, that if you have a finger chopped off or it's Tumas Toich, like the Rambam says. No, Nida is telling me a chumra, litmuye be'evin misama. That it's metame even be'evin misama. That if you're sitting on a boulder, or if it's on a rack on top of your seders, we're not moving the kalim under it. So it's a chumra. Why are you learning a kula from Nida? Ain't a metame levorim. Learn a chumra that it's metame be'evin misama. And likewise, actually, one of the mace, the reason why you makish it to mace is not to tell me a kula that you need a kazayas, but litmuye ba oil. To tell me that the din of avodah zarah is metame even ba oil. Just like a mace is in the oil and anything else in that same oil is metame, without maga, without touching, without masa, without hesed, without ever misama, the etz in fact in the oil is metame, so to avodah zarah in the oil will be metame anything with it. So you have chumras, why are you picking kulas? And to the Gemara, Tumas Avedizor de Rabbonani. The whole Tumas Avedizor is Rabbonon. Yes, the Oivet Avedizor is a Gimel Chamuas, is the Raisa. But the Tum of Avedizor, that's the heckish we learn from Nida. Tse Toimaloi. It's only the Rabbonon, it's an Asmachta. That's how we started off the Mishnah. So the whole Tumas Avedizor is Rabbonon. It's not something that's stated in the Torah. In the Torah stated nothing about Tumas Avedizor. So once it's a Rabbonon de Kedin, by the Rabbonon, the halacha is the Kula. If you have a kula and a chumra, so lekula makshinon, lechumra loy makshinon. If you have an option to learn a hekesh by the rabbon and the kedin, look by the rices, yeah, you go lechumra. But by the rabbon and the kedin, when you have a question of lekula and lechumra, it's always lekula makshinon. So mele we learn sai sheretz lekula that it's not metama b'masa kont rabbonon, avedizara sai nida lekula that ain't a levorin. And say hekesh the mace that is not metame unless it's a kazayis, it's not metame b'kadosh. These are three kulas that we talk and learn in the hekesh because it's the rabbon of the kedin. Now we have in the Gemara before in Pei Beis the machlokes Rebbe Akiva and Chachomim. What are you makish avodah zarah to? Rebbe Akiva is more machmir than rabbonon. Rabbonon say you makish it l'sheretz mainly. So either it's not metame b'masa or it's yes b'masa but not be'evim misama. And Rebbe Akiva is more machmir. He says that it's metame be'evim misama. And according to other tzad that it's metame b'masa machlokes Rabbi and Rebbe Lozor, but Rebbe Akiva is being machmir in the etzem hekesh. So that the Rishonim say that's because of the choyma of avodah zarah. Avodah zarah has a choyma, but l'maisa over here the Gemara says lekula makshinon lechumra makshinon. That's a pshat when you have a choice how to be makish. You makish lekula. Now be'etzem if you look in the Gemara before in Pei Beis, so the Gemara said that the bayah Reb Rav Chomer Bar Guria, if Avodah Zarah yesh levarim or ain't levarim, is it can be poished from the fact Rabbanon say it's ain't levarim, you can be poished the baya. So Gemara says no. Rav Chomer Bar Guria asks his baya Alibi de Rav Akiva. Alibi de Rav Akiva that uses nida for something else. He doesn't use nida to tell me a kula ain't levarim. He uses nida to tell me that's metame be'ev misama. So Mela, that's the baya of Rav Chomer Bar Guria yesh levarim or ain't levarim. Zok Rashi over there. Alibi de Kiva baile. The actual nida, he uses nida to tell me ever misama. So mi amrino, do we say if you makish the nida lechumra mi amrino lahanami iskish? So maybe makish also for the din of nida enon levarin, which is a kula. Oy doma no lechumra makshinon lekula lemakshinon. The only makish lechumra, don't be makish lekula. So lechoy tzapella, we're saying now in this Gemara that by hekeshim by the rabbonon, it's the kula makshinon lechumra lemakshinon. So what does Rashi say? The bay of Rabbi Chadavoy of Rabbi Chomer Bar Guria Gufa is. Do you say that there's a hekesh of nida that Rabbi Akiva says that it's metame be'evin misama? Do we say you makish it also for this din, lekula, that it's ain't a levarim? Or do you say no, you only say the hekesh lechumra, not lekula? What's the tzad to say lechumra? Here we see clearly you go lekula. The teretz is poshet. Over there we're talking about, there is already a hekesh for nida. There's a hekesh for nida according to Rabbi Akiva, legabe din evin misama. And that's a chumra. Once you're being makish at lenida, so now the question is, do you say it in ganzen Once you makish it for one part of Nida, so you makish it in Gansen, that means even for the din of Kula, which is the din of Ein Metam Levarin, or do you say no? Here I say L'chum Makshin, L'kula Makshinon, because I already using the Hekesh for Nida. When I'm using the Hekesh for Nida, I can say I'm only going L'chumra and not L'kula. When you have our sugya, you have a question, how to be Makish Sheretz, L'kula L'chumra, how to be Makish Nida, L'kula L'chumra, how to be Makish L'meis, L'kula L'chumra, is it oil, is it Bazayas? So then we say L'kula Makshin, L'chumra L'makshinon. Over there, we already have a Hekesh for Nida. The Hekesh for Nida is used. So now the question is, do we only stick to the Hekesh of Nida, which is one, which is L'chumra, that is B'tam B'Evem Esama, but you don't now say the Hekesh L'kula, meaning you say some type of Hekesh L'mechza. You say a Hekesh L'mechza, and you don't want to be Makesh it also L'kula, because you're already using the Hekesh. So that would be different than the sugi over here.
Zog the Mishnah Minayin L'Sfina Shei Toira. How do we know that a Sfina is not Mekabel Tuma? It's Tohar. Shenema Derech Aniyah Belev Yam. We compare a Sfina to an Aniyah Belev Yam. We compare it to a Yam. Yam is Ach Mikve Mayin is Tohar. Yam is Namek Kabatuma. So to a Sfina is Namek Kabatuma.
Zok de Gemara Pshito Aniyah Belev Yami. Rashi says, this is not a Pircha, it's not a question. Elav Pirchi, El Pirush Amasisim. We're explaining the Mishnah. That Pshito, it's Pasha, that what? That Aniyah Belev Yami. An Aniyah, a boat, is in the ocean. Obviously, it's in the ocean. What is the pasuk telling us? You need to tell me that Ani is in the Lev Yam. The pasuk is telling us Kiyam, that the din Sfina is like a din of a yam. My yam tor, just like a yam is tor, and it's not a kabel tuma. So av Sfina tor, the Sfina is not a kabel tuma.
Zok Gemara Tanya, we learned in the Brayse as follows: Chananya Oimer Nilmed Amisak. The reason why a Sfina is not a kabel tuma and it's tor, we learn that from a sack. It says in the pasuk Rabbi Tumas Kalim. The cholash yipol all of mehem b'moisam yitma. What's metama? Be called kli eitz if it's kli made out of eitz. Oi beged, oi sak. Kol kli ashiyasa melocha mehem b'mayim yuva v'tomei ad er v'tor. So it says clearly that in this pasuk we say that the kelim that are mekabel tuma are sak and a kli eitz and a beged and an or. So we compare sak. It has to be compared to a sak. Ma sak metaltem olav reikon, just like a sak, a big sack. You're able to move it. Sai when it's full, that's what it's meant for. You fill up the bag of potatoes and you're able to move it. And sai when it's empty. So too, af kol metaltem olav reikon. So to the kliates, assuming that a boat is made out of kliates. Most sfinas are made out of wood. So to a kliates, this boat, has to be metaltem olav reikon. Now, what does it come to exclude? La fuke sfina, de ene metaltem is olav reikon. Since a sfina is made out of eights, the eights, in order for it to be kabbalit tuma as a kli, it has to be metaltem olav reikon. It has to be movable. Well, it's not movable when it's mole. You can't move a ship when it's full of people. So, obviously, maybe when it's empty, you can move it, maybe. But when it's full, it's not metaltem olav reikon because of how large it is. So, ibazoi, it's not going to be mekabel tuma. Not like the Gemara says, because it's hukash liyam, just like the yam is not mekabel tuma, because ach mayim, the pasuk says, ach mayim ubor mikve mayim yetor, that mayim is, yam is tor. It's not because the Sfina is belev yam, it's like the yam, and the yam is tor, so to the Sfina. No. The reason why the Sfina is tor, because it's not metaltem olav reikon like sak. And the Sfina is made out of eight, so it has to be dumi the sak. And that's why it's not mekabel tuma. That's why it's tor. Fekteis tekasha, the Banu Tosis, what do you mean a Sfina is not metaltem olav? It's metaltem yam. That's how when you row your big Sfina, it goes across the yam, it moves. So of course it's metaltel. Zok Tosis, that's not the person moving the tzvina. It's traveling because of the water, because of the waves. Yes, you're rowing along, but it's really the water that's doing it. If not for the water, on dry land, you would not be able to move the tzvina mole. Tosfos says another kasha before that. You're telling me a tzvina is not mekabel tuma like a sack, but it's not metal to molav reikon? Let the tzvina be tomei like tumas medrash, because after all, people are sitting on the tzvina. If it's meant for sitting, so then it's considered a medrash. It's mishka v'moishov. Zok Tosfos says no. The main purpose of a tzvina is just to get you to the other side. It's not for you to relax in a cruise ship. No. Mikom okam ikren asuris lepragmatia. It's to get the weirs into the other side. V'oyme ba'amoid v'nasam achtenu. We don't need you to sit down. Get up. We need to put our weirs over here. Pragmatia. It's a Staten Island ferry just to get to the other side. And even if you want to sit,
get up because we need to place pragmatia over here. So it's not meant, maybe a cruise ship will be different, but it's not meant for sitting and for Mishka v'moyshov. So mele takin b'metal medrus. The east finim yuchedes le medrus le'afinim yisak, es finim yuched le medrus, you don't have to learn from sak. Because medrus is not iskash le sak, Tois says in Bechoris, we see. So al kaponim, Tois says that it's not meyuchad for that. Now, the Ramban says that the reason why there's no tumas medrus is even if a person is going to sit on a chair in the Svina, but that's the chair. But the Svina itself, the karka, is not medrus. It's not meant for medrus. It's the chairs in the Svina, the benches, but not the Svina itself. So as that, it won't be considered tomei, as tumas medrus, because it's the karka that's not meant for yeshiva. It's only the benches and the chairs, but not the karka itself, the karka of the Svina. So it's come out, even a cruise ship, even a Svina which has benches on it, it's not the Svina that's the Mishkov. It's the benches, but the Svina, the Kark itself, would not be considered Medrus. Zog the Ramban. Zog the Mora, so my Benayu, what's the nafkamina between the two reasons? Is it because Svina is compared to Lev Yam, or is it because a Svina needs the requirement of Metal to Mola V'Rekon like a sack? If a Svina is made out of earthenware, since the posik is not, doesn't compare cheres to sak, it compares or beged, it compares eitz to sak, but not cheres. So cheres doesn't need the requirement of metaltam olivar ekon. So Svina shal cheres, so mando mania belev yam, even because of ania belev yam, honam belev yami, even if Svina shal cheres is in the middle of the ocean, so it's compared to the ocean, it's not a kabatuma. Lamando meke sak, so dafka those that are written in the posik of sak, hanuk the siv gabi sak, the metaltam olivar ekon, it needs a requirement of metaltam olivar ekon, and then it's become to me loy loy. I was Svina shall chairs, but a Svina made out of earthenware. That Apagav the Aina Metaltas Molovrekon, even if it's not Metaltum Molovrekon, it's large and it's heavy, but that's not one of the requirements for the Makabal Tumor, because it's not Dumi the sack, it's not written in the post of a sack. So it will be Makabal Tumor, Svina Shacharis, will be Makabal Tumor, even though it's not Metaltum Molovrekon. That's one Afkamina. Inami Svina Sayardin. If you have a little rowboat in the Yardin, not in the Lev Yam, small little boat. So Lamando Aniya Belev Yam, if the words, because compared to the Yam, it's compared to all bodies of water. Yam, rivers, oceans, doesn't make a difference. Elamais, it's Aniya Belev Yam, even a small rowboat, is not Makabatuma like the water is not. So Hanami Aniya Belev Yami, Lamando Mirta tells Molav Rekon, the Madomer that says, when is it Makabatuma? If it's Metalta Molav Rekon, so Hanami Metalta Molav Rekon, it would be Makabatuma, this rowboat, because you could move it. You take a rowboat and you move it on dry land also, and you can move it when it's full also, Molav Rekon. So Memela, it would be Makabatuma if it's a Svina Sayadein. Domer Reb Chananya ben Akavya, why did we say Svina Sayadein is Tomei? Mineshe Toinin Oysa Biyabosho, we fill it up with weirs on dry land, and we move it around, Umaridin Oysa Lamayim, and that's what we bring into the water. So it's metaltel molav reikon. Zok the Gemara, and that's why it's metaltel molav reikon, because it's taka metaltel. The word is because you're comparing it to sak, and this is metaltel molav reikon. So it would be mekabel tuma, but if it's compared to svina belev yam, then it would not be mekabel tuma, even if it's a svina seyardin. But we said over here, Rav Chanan ben Akavya Taka said, Svina Sayadin is Tomei, because you're toying it by Yabosho, Umarin El Samayim. That means you're metaltum all over Ekon, even in the Yabosho. Not because of the waves, but even in the Yabosho, you're metaltum it. Zog the Gemara, because of this, Omer Rabbi Yom Rav, Lo'oil Mal Yimna Odom Es Atom Beis HaMedrash. Do not miss a moment from being in a Beis HaMedrash. Vafilu Shoachas, Shrei Kamashonim Nishas Mishazu, numerous years they learned this Mishnah, that a Svina Sayadin is Mekabel Tumah, nobody knew the reason why. Every Svina we know is Tor. Svina is Tor, Shenemar, Derech Ani Belev Yam. Svina is Tor because Metaltam Olav Rekon, it's not Metaltam Olav Rekon. Why is the Svina Siyad in Tomei? We never understood the reason. Achebo Reb Chananya ben Akavya, he said, Upirsho, because it's Taka, Toinin Oysa Biyabosho, so it's Metaltam, Upirsho. So don't be manei yourself in Beis Medrash, because only if you were in a Beis Medrash, you heard this reason of Chananya ben Akavya, that the reason is because it is metaltel. Zog demora, Om Reb Yonitzon le'olam al yimna odem es atzmen b'beis ha-medrash. You should not prevent yourself from being in the Beis Medrash. U'medivitegen, even from divitera, afilu b'shas misa, even b'shas misa, a person is mechuyev to learn at shas misosoi. And don't think, Shas Misosa at that time, there's no Yetzer to fight. What do I need to learn Torah? No. Torah Yimachuyiv, like the Rambam says, even Choylev is Zokin, Shas Misosa Yimachuyiv to learn Torah. Shenemar, Zoy Satera Odom Kiyomas Ba'oil, Afil B'Shas Misa, Te Oisik B'Torah. Omer Shlokish, Ein De B'Torah Miskaimin Elab Mishamemis Atzmeleel, Shenemar Zoy Satera Odom Kiyomas Ba'oil. So Melech is a Chiyiv Talmud Torah, even until the last moment, Al Yimna Odom is Atzim Beis HaMedesh, even b'shas misosai. Now, this din of Al-Yimna Atzim Beis HaMedesh, so we know that Yeshua took over Moshe Rabbeinu because he was loy mosh mitoch ha'oil. That's this same Yisoid. He was not mosh from the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Beis Medesh of Moshe Rabbeinu, he wasn't mosh. So Mele was able to take over because he knew all the halachas, every delicate situation. He was m'shamashim loy mosh mitoch ha'oil. So Mele, he wasn't m'nei Beis Medesh. So he became taka the manik of Kal Yisrael after Moshe Rabbeinu. We'll stop over here. The bottom of the Omid, Pei Gimel, Omid Beis.